Welcome to Enduring Words with David Guzik, a daily devotional podcast brought to you by Enduring Word.
For a devotional thought for the day, I thought I would direct you to Malachi chapter 4. It's the last chapter of the Old Testament. And I want to read to you verses 2 and 3 from Malachi chapter 4. Here we go, ready? But to you who fear my name, the Son of Righteousness shall arise with healing in his wings, and you shall go out and grow fat like stall-fed calves. You shall trample the wicked, for they shall be ashes under the soles of your feet on the day that I do this, says the Lord of hosts. Now, in the first verse of Malachi chapter 4, God promised a judgment of fire for the proud. That's what we should expect, because the proud don't think that they need God, but they tend to trust in their own abilities. Yet God says, those who fear his name will be saved. Did you see that phrase there in the beginning of Malachi chapter 4, verse 2? But to you who fear my name, the Son of Righteousness will arise. And that is something wonderful that's promised. Check it out. The Son of Righteousness shall arise. Now, when it says Son of Righteousness, it means the sun that's up in the sky, not the sun that is descended from a father. No, it's the sun that's in the sky. This glorious Son of Righteousness shall rise like a glorious morning dawn. And from the time of early Christians like Justin Martyr to today, Christians have regarded this Son of Righteousness as a reference to Jesus. Now, in many passages, God is related to a planet or a star. You can find it in Psalm 84 or Isaiah chapter 60 or other places as well. But here, the Messiah is not only a son, but he is also the Son of Righteousness who brings healing. He's both a son of a father and a sun shining brightly in all of his glory. And if we meditate just a bit on this picture, we can think of Jesus going under a cloud when he suffered in his passion, but then breaking forth and rising like the bright Son of Righteousness, gleaming with beams of glory at the resurrection. That was a real sunrise service. Now, the idea of beams of glory, that's even suggested by Malachi when he describes the Messiah as coming forth with healing in his wings. In the thinking of the ancient world, the wings of the sun were the rays or the sunbeams that it sent out. Those wings bring healing and joy and wholeness. And when the Son of Righteousness shines, you don't need any other light or warmth. Trying to imagine to go outside and it's a beautiful sunny day and you go outside and light a candle. You can hardly see it. Now that makes as much sense as trying to improve the work of Jesus for us with our own righteousness. No, let the shining Son of Righteousness shine forth in all of its glory. And when he does, he not only brings healing, he also brings joy and victory. Did you see that phrase? You shall trample the wicked, it says in verses 3 and 4. When God's people see the final resolution of all things, they will be so happy that they're going to jump about like stall-fed calves that are set free from the pen. And as they jump about with joy, the wicked are trampled beneath their feet. Do you see the word picture that Malachi used here? Think of a calf in a stall in a barn, tied up in the stall through the night. But when the sun rises, the calf is set free and goes out to the pasture, and it's jumping and skipping as it does. Even so, the child of God may be in a dark season of bondage. Maybe the remembrance of past sins, maybe present unbelief, maybe future anxieties tie that child of God up and keep him confined in the stall. But when the Lord shines forth as the Son of Righteousness, he brings healing, liberty, and victory. You know, you can see a glorious progression in those who look upon the risen Son of Righteousness and receive the healing in his wings. Notice what happens. Number one, they shall go out. They're going to be free in their joy, their liberty. They'll grow fat, growing strong and prosperous in the Lord. They're going to trample the wicked. They're going to enjoy the Lord's victory in their life. You know, perhaps it isn't best to say that it's time to rise and shine. I'll tell you what it is time for. It's time to rise and let the Sun of Righteousness shine upon you. There's healing in His wings.
Thanks for listening to Enduring Words with David Guzik. For more information about David's ministry, visit enduringword.com.